Tēnā koe, good morning. This is Wātea News. Ngāti Rārua Atiawa Iwi Trust has resolved a long-standing conflict over fair compensation for whakarewa land around Butueka. The Crown has agreed to pay $8 million in compensation for loss of rent and other income from the leased lands being left out of 1997 reforms that allowed for more commercial terms for Māori reserved lands. The Crown has also given a written assurance the Trust will be considered in any future reform of Māori reserved land leases. Trustee Paul Morgan says the whakarewa lands were part of the Motueka Occupation Reserves and Tents Reserves estates and were granted to the Anglican Church by the Crown in 1853. They were administered by the Whakarewa School Board and then the Church under perpetual leases. Foreign Affairs Minister Ninaia Mahuta says after 2 years of fighting COVID, it's important to tackle some of the Pacific's other health challenges. New Zealand is investing $30 million over the next 5 years to improve access to contraceptives and reproductive health services in the region. Ms. Mahuta says giving young women choices about their bodies when they have children has important social consequences.
What we're also recognising across the Pacific are the high rates of violence against women and girls. And the more we can help empower women, then we're enabling them to continue to participate and contribute to their society, hopefully leadership at all levels, and reap the full rewards of their lifetime.
Ninaia Mahuta. Customs Minister Meka Whaitere wants to see more Māori businesses take advantage of the Secure Export Scheme. Aotea Great Barrier-based skincare company Aotea Made has become the first small Māori business to get SES certification. That gives assurance to foreign trade authorities that it has complied with any necessary procedures.
So when they go to market internationally, if they've got a certificate, they're generally likely to go straight to market rather than being held up on ports or at airports where their customs officers go through the whole checking that they're safe and they're secure. So that's the benefit to the business who gets one.
Meka Whaitere says she's also had a talk with Nelson's Whakatuan Corporation and Ngāti Hine in Northland about getting certified. And Māori Performing Arts Group Hawaiki 2 is bringing its vision of Kapahaka Theatre to Auckland schools. 8 directors, supported by specialist arts practitioners and playwrights, have been working in 8 kurikaupapa Māori and high schools to develop original work which will be performed at a showcase at the Aotea Centre on September the 29th. Producer Kura Tua says Kapahaka Theatre differs from other sorts of theatre by the process in which it's developed.
For a lot of kaihaka, we're in Wānanga for about 4 to 5 months of intensive, and it's underpinned, you know, by our reo Māori, the ways that we create, the ways in which we operate off stage.
Kura Tua, and Ehoa Mā, that's Wātea News.